This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of technology without losing yourself in it. And let's be real, haven't we all felt like digital zombies sometimes? Eyes glued to screens, notifications buzzing non-stop, and that nagging feeling that we're just existing rather than truly living. Well, today we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for self-care and relaxation in the midst of this digital chaos. Because guess what? You deserve a break, even if it feels like the world is running on overdrive. Now, I know what you're thinking, Rachel, easier said than done. We're bombarded with information, demands, and endless scrolling opportunities. It can feel like carving out time for yourself is practically impossible. But trust me, friends, it's not just about finding pockets of time, it's about cultivating a mindset where self-care isn't a luxury, but a necessity. So, let's talk about 5 key takeaways that can help you build your digital sanctuary. First up, mindful tech use. Ever notice how you mindlessly scroll through social media, even when you're not really enjoying it? That's our brains on autopilot. It's time to bring back intention. Ask yourself before you pick up your phone, what do I want to get out of this? Is it connecting with a friend, learning something new, or just escaping reality for a few minutes? Next, set boundaries. This is huge. Think about it like protecting your physical space. You wouldn't let strangers walk into your house uninvited. Your digital space deserves the same respect. Turn off notifications when you need to focus, designate tech-free zones in your home, and schedule regular digital detox breaks. Now, cultivate offline hobbies. Remember those things you loved doing before screens took over? Reading, painting, hiking, playing an instrument? Rediscover them. Engaging in activities that don't involve technology can help you recharge and connect with your passions. Don't forget about the power of mindfulness practices. Even 5 minutes of meditation or deep breathing can make a world of difference. These practices can help you become more aware of your thoughts and emotions, manage stress, and cultivate a sense of calm in the midst of digital chaos. And finally, celebrate your wins. Creating a healthy relationship with technology is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your progress, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. Let me tell you a story that might resonate. Imagine Sarah, a bright young marketing professional who felt like she was constantly tethered to her laptop. She'd check emails first thing in the morning, scroll through social media during lunch breaks, and work late into the night, fueled by coffee and the endless stream of notifications. Sarah knew she needed a change, but the thought of disconnecting felt overwhelming. One day, she stumbled upon a local pottery class advertised on a flyer at her gym, something completely outside her comfort zone. She decided to give it a try, figuring what's the worst that could happen. That first class was a revelation. Sarah got lost in the rhythm of creating with her hands, the feeling of clay between her fingers grounding her in the present moment. As she focused on shaping and molding the clay, she noticed how much quieter her mind became. For the first time in months, Sarah felt truly relaxed and connected to something beyond her digital world. She realized that taking a break from technology didn't have to be an all-or-nothing proposition. Even small steps, like carving out time for a new hobby, could make a huge difference in her overall well-being. Remember, creating a safe space for self-care and relaxation is not about being anti-technology, it's about using technology intentionally and consciously. It's about making sure that our digital lives enhance our real lives, rather than the other way around. So my challenge to you today. Take a few minutes to reflect on your relationship with technology. Where can you set boundaries? What offline activities spark joy for you? Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. And by prioritizing your well-being, you're not only taking care of yourself, but also showing up as the best version of yourself in all areas of your life. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from hearing these tips. And let me know in the comments what steps you're going to take to create more space for self-care in your digital world. Until next time, keep it real. keep it balanced, and remember you deserve a break.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.